The plan to close the jail complex at Rikers Island depends heavily on alternatives to incarceration and bail. One of those alternatives expanded a year ago. WNYC's Beth Fertig checks in to see how it's going.
A few months ago, a 60-something man was arrested in Brooklyn on a drug charge. As he waited in court for his arraignment, he worried he'd get sent to Rikers.
I wasn't working full-time, and I was living from, if it was even paycheck to paycheck. So if bail would have been set a minimum amount, I'd probably still be incarcerated.
But he wasn't. This man, who asked us to call him Richard to protect his privacy, qualified for what's called supervised release.
Ultimately, the goal of the supervised release program is to have people come back to court.
That's Sarah Jackson. She's Richard's social worker at Brooklyn Justice Initiatives. Many defendants can't afford even a few $100s in bail. With supervised release, those accused of nonviolent crimes are given an alternative. They voluntarily check in on a regular basis with caseworkers like Jackson. She says these visits and phone calls enable her to keep tabs on people with pretty complicated lives.
I think it could be as simple as, how are you doing today? Like, you lost your job. Okay, I don't have someone to take care of my children. How can we solve that problem and get you to court?
The conditions of Richard's supervised release require him to call Jackson and see her in person every other week.
You have had perfect attendance.
Oh. Glad to hear that.
Supervised release was first used in Manhattan and Queens. Last April, the city expanded it to the other boroughs with almost $18 million from the Manhattan DA's office. Since then, the city says 91% of all participants have not missed a single court appearance, including Richard, and only 17% were rearrested. Those percentages are about the same for defendants who do pose bail and who are released on their own recognizance. Miriam Popper runs supervised release at the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice. She says those figures are promising because her program is aimed at defendants who would normally be subject to bail.
The most common charges we get coming in are property and drug crimes, and they're certainly not first-time offenders. These are people who have come through a few times already. They have some amount of criminal history.
The city uses a risk assessment tool to examine each defendant's criminal history and make sure they have a moderate risk of flight, but not too high. Eligibility is determined just before their arraignment, and prosecutors can always object.
Sentence towards a $150 fine or 10 days in jail.
Michael Yavinsky is the supervising judge for the Kings County Criminal Courthouse. He estimates he's granted supervised release in more than half the eligible cases he's seen.
Everybody wins. It's all we're looking for is a defendant to come back to court. It doesn't need to be on a bus from Rikers Island. It can be from, you know, the front door with the assistance of the supervised release program as long as they return to court.
But there have been concerns. Last year, the Daily News reported on a man who was given supervised release despite being charged with beating a parks employee. Then there are some who think the program is too limited and should include people accused of crimes like domestic violence if they can have adequate support services. Since its expansion last year, almost 3,000 people were given supervised release citywide.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Queens Councilman Rory Lantzman chairs the council's committee on courts. Even though the population of Rikers has fallen to less than 10,000 people on any given day, he says thousands more get sent there over the course of the year simply because they can't make bail.
Look, nobody's sitting on Rikers Island because they can't make $500 or $1,000 bail because they're dangerous. They're there because they're poor. All of those people should be candidates for supervised release.
The Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice says it's adding more money for supervised release to increase the participation rate by about 10% this year, but it's waiting for an outside study before broadening it even further. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.